Lord, lead them that may get these boys involved. And I've asked four of them from the children's home. And just pray that, you know.
Absolutely. I tell you, we appreciate all of our ushers of all ages, but to see four young men, however we use them interchangeably, taking up the offering on Sundays, that'll be a tremendous blessing, wouldn't it? And Brother Jamie, he's already doing that, and he's a blessing. He's an example to those young men. He dresses the part. He dresses up for the Lord, and I always try to encourage him. Every time I see him, let's also remember Brother Chuck Weeks too in his job situation. Anybody else? Okay, well, again, they're next door and they're singing, so we're going to have a word of prayer here and then we're going to get right into the word. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name and we're thankful for who you are and for what you do. Lord, we're thankful for answered prayer, Lord. We're thankful that we serve a God that gets bigger than us at times, and you manifest yourself, and you really captivate your people and our attention, and we're thankful for that. We pray, Lord, that you would continually minister to those who responded on Sunday, Lord. You know who needs what. You know, Father, who needs salvation, who just needs encouragement. And also we pray for these on our prayer list tonight. It's a lengthy list, and there are those who have been in the hospital, those who are at it, those who are home from it, and there are those who are returning back to it. And so we pray for strength, and we pray for grace, we pray for healing. And all of these, those who have visited, those who are thinking about coming back, those who are coming back, we pray for homecoming, Lord. We pray for Brother Snyder, and what a delight and a joy, a time of refreshment it'll be to have him come this Sunday and preach for us. And all of the specials, Calvary's Choir, Father, we pray that your hand will be upon it. Be with Brother Allen and all the singers. Be with the ushers, Lord, and be with the prospective ushers as well. And the young men of the church. Lord, we just love you tonight, and we're thankful for who you are and for what you do. I pray that you bless your people tonight as we read your word and we share what's upon our heart tonight, and be with all the children and the young people as well in their service. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's take our Bibles tonight, and we're going to be in the Old Testament book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms tonight, and chapter number 27. Psalm 27. And I want to look at one verse tonight as our starting verse, but we're going to end up looking at several verses. But we're going to try to keep us here in Psalm 27 through the entirety of the lesson tonight. And Psalm 27, I want you to notice the very last verse, and that is verse number 14. David says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." This psalm, Psalm 27, again, many times there is a title beneath the chapter number or above it. And, of course, this is a psalm of David. And like many of David's psalms, he's talking about his experiences. And he's talking about his struggles and how the Lord has brought him through things and how the Lord is faithful to continually bring him through things. This particular psalm of David was spoken from a rich experience of waiting. And David was in a waiting mode. His enemies were upon him. And David wanted deliverance from his enemies. David wanted to sense the sun to shine upon him. And he wanted to see the Lord and sense the Lord shine upon him. The Lord's countenance and the Lord's blessing. And so this psalm is spoken by David from a rich experience of waiting. And in verse number 13, notice what he says. "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Now, the first three words there is in italics. That means they were added to the flow of the text so you can understand it. But it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so this was a past situation. And David is speaking out of his experience on waiting and waiting on God. And so now David is transitioned from waiting, from a time of turmoil and a time of pain and anguish, of waiting from deliverance from his enemies, and now he is transferring that to encouragement. Look, if you would, in verse number 14 again, he says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so he's giving testimony of this matter of waiting, and he says that unless I had fainted, he said, God came in and God took control, and he allowed me to be relieved of my enemies. And so David is now encouraging in verse number 14 others from the season that he was in. David was in a season of stress and strain from the activity of his enemies, but he desired that God would deliver him. Look back in verse number 12. He says, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. And so with that particular place in verse number 12, he was in that stress and in that strain, and his enemies were upon him, and they had cruel intentions and mockery even of David, and he asked the Lord for deliverance, but yet it was a waiting time. And he says in verse number 12, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. He didn't want to fall victim to them. He didn't want to be their prey. He wanted this stage, this season of waiting to pass so that he can enjoy life again and go on for the Lord. And so tonight I want to take that thought and I want to talk to you about the season of waiting. The season of waiting. Now, we all seasons of life where we are waiting for something to happen, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, maritally, and parentally. That's all the leaves I know. All of those areas, we can find ourselves at times, seasons of life where we're waiting, whether it's something physically we're waiting on. We're waiting on direction from the doctors, or we're waiting on healing. Spiritually, in that realm, our relationship with God. There may be even emotional waiting, where we have emotional problems and we're waiting for God to touch us financially, and again, maritally and parentally. We all go through seasons of life or waiting. And so I want to look tonight for a few moments at the life of David here in Psalm 27. And again, David is encouraging us about waiting. This is a word of encouragement, and he's telling us in verse number 13 that the Lord showed his goodness upon him, and if it had not been for that, where would I be, is what David is saying. And then in verse number 14, he encourages all of us to wait on the Lord. The season of waiting. Number one in verse 14, again, verse 14 being my text verse, I want you to notice we see that David maintained a proper view. He maintained a proper view. Look what he says, wait on the Lord. He had a proper view of waiting. David's focus wasn't on a predicament, but it was on a person. If you notice again in verse number 13, notice what he says. He says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so that tells me that David's perspective, he maintained a proper view. His view during his waiting phase didn't have anything to do with his predicament. And I want to say this tonight. When we're in a waiting phase where there's some loose ends that need to be tied up, and we feel like we feel uneasy and we're waiting. Sometimes if our minds and our hearts, our view is upon the predicament may never change. The situation may never change. It may change over time. It may change over a long period of time. But sometimes a predicament never changes. And David said in verse number 13, unless. He said, I had to change my viewpoint from my predicament of my enemies unto the goodness of the Lord. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so David, he, during a season of waiting in his life, he maintained a proper view. He said, man, I got to looking around and these enemies and awkward and their cruelty. Verse number 12 says so. He said in verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. David said, if I kept focusing on that, man, I would have sunk. He said, if I would have focused on those things, then I would have been dried up and withered spiritually. He said, but in verse number 13, I had fainted unless. And so sometimes in life, we're in these waiting stages. Could be physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, mentally, parentally, whatever it is, we have to maintain a proper view. And that is, do not focus on the predicament, but focus on the person. And that is, focus on the Lord. He says, wait on the Lord. So we see here that David is maintaining a proper view. Turn back, if you would, Psalm 23 for a moment, verse number 6. I want you to notice something. The verse I just read to you in Psalm 27:13, I said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. David maintained that proper view. He focused on the goodness of the Lord as opposed to the problem. Now, in Psalm 23, verse number 6, notice where he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David says that goodness and mercy is with me. Goodness and mercy is following me. He says, so I'm not going to focus on the problems of life. I'm going to focus on the person in my life, and that is God, because He is a good God. He is a merciful God. And He said, goodness and mercy is following me. You and I tonight, it's so easy to focus on the problems of life, the predicaments. But we need to do an about face, and we need to focus on the person and not the problem, because according to Scripture, goodness and mercy is chasing us down. It's just a moment of time before, or it's just a season of waiting before the Lord shines and smiles upon you again. It's only a matter of time before this trial turns into a testimony. I mean, we all go through things in life where there's uneasiness and there's stress and there's strain. But David here is trying to encourage the brethren, and he's saying, listen, in verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. And He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He's testifying. He's saying, unless I have fainted, unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord. He was focusing on the goodness of God in his overall plan. The season of waiting, David maintained a proper view, and that is, he waited on the Lord. If we try to wait on our situation to change, if we're waiting on home life to change, if we're waiting on work life to change, if we're waiting on, if we just think we're going to go to the bank one day and it's all going to be filled up and no more worries, keep on waiting. Listen, in all of these areas, physically, problems, we focus on cancer if we have it. It'll wear you out, drain you out. If there's a spiritual problem and the Lord is dealing with you, listen, we have to focus on His overall point of view, His heavenly point of view, because sometimes it's easy, it's so easy to get bewildered and bogged down. But David said, wait on the Lord. Don't wait on your circumstance to change, but wait on the Lord. Look for His goodness, and don't focus on the predicament, but focus on the person. And there's a second thing David did during his season of waiting. Not only David maintained a proper view, but David mentions a potential struggle. Again, verse number 14, notice what he says. He says, wait on the Lord, But here's the potential struggle that he mentions. Be of good courage. Now, David would have never mentioned to be of good courage unless there was room for discouragement while waiting on the Lord. He says, be of good courage. In other words, do not faint while waiting. Your season of life when you're waiting for something to happen. Be of good courage. Do not faint. Keep on hoping and trusting in the Lord. During the season of waiting, there is always the potential to struggle with the process. It's the process of waiting. It's getting the doctor's report and then jumping through all of those hoops the doctors want you to jump through. And good report. The next time it's a negative report. Good report. Negative report. You know, we're waiting on God to wrap this up and be done with it, aren't we? You know, physically and areas is where we're waiting on. God, would you intervene? Well, God has a plan. He has a purpose. But in the meantime, there's a potential for struggle. David said, wait on the Lord, get your perspective right. But then he said, there's a potential for struggle. Be of good courage while you're waiting on the Lord. And he says, don't faint while you're waiting on the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Trust in Him. Don't focus on your problems because... Again, being in your heart, you can lose heart and faint, be discouraged. But he says, focus on the person, the Lord. And he says, be of good courage. Notice verse number 12. This is David's struggle while he was waiting on the Lord. I read a moment ago, read again, verse 12. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as bring out cruelty. That's David struggling while waiting. Now, look back up in verse number 9. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. David gives three knots here. He says, hide not, put not, and leave not. This is a believer waiting on God, waiting on a circumstance to transpire, waiting on some peace to surface. They are in the middle of a struggle. They want to believe and they want to move forward, but David is saying, you've got to be intentional here. You've got to put on courage. Be of good courage. We see David struggle, verse 12. We see David struggle, verse number 9. Look what he said in verse 9 again. Hide not thy face from me. He felt like God was hiding. Your situation tonight, do you feel like God is hiding from you? We all experience that at times. Lord, you're hiding from me. I don't think it's God that hides at times, but Jack, I think it's us that hides from, tries to hide from God at times. Yeah, it's us. But David felt like that God was hiding. Because we are.
Thank you. Thank you. So Thank you.